Hello, Rob Cairns here. I'm the CEO and chief creator of Amazing Ideas at StunningDigitalMarketing.com. I hope you're all having a great day. Before I get into today's topic, I want to make a special announcement. The next episode of this podcast is episode 50. In episode 50, I'm going to reflect on the podcast journey, my business journey, and some highlights of past episodes. You really don't want to miss this one. Today, I want to talk to you about something that came out of a conversation I had with a good friend of mine. We're talking about different messaging services. He asked me which one I like, and I actually said, it doesn't really matter. I should tell you, this is a topic that many people are passionate about, and many people argue which one is better. It's the old hot potato Coke versus Pepsi game. I always say, use the one where your friends' tribe are. This may mean using multiple services to keep up to date and communicate. And let's have a chat about this. Before the smartphone, we all used computer web-based messaging services. ICQ, MSN Messenger, AOL Message, private messages in IRC, and even Yahoo Messenger. How many of those aren't around anymore? Most of them. The problem is none of these messaging services talk to each other. They all had different protocols. Different users preferred different services. As a result of being a tech junkie that I am, I had them all. I had every different service on my computer. I actually personally preferred ICQ, but that was killed when AOL bought them. Fast forward to today, what a mess we have. Some of the services we have for private messages include the following: Skype, Google Hangouts, Slack, Microsoft Teams, Facebook Messenger, Instagram Messages, Twitter DMs, WhatsApp, Telegram, Signal, iMessage on the iPhone, SMS messages, and more. See the problem? Not much has changed for the better. Actually, it's a lot worse than the jungle out there. Not only do we not have a standard for messaging, we also don't have an encryption standard. Bigger problem. iMessage, Signal, and WhatsApp are all encrypted. Believe it or not, the most popular one, SMS, used on feature phones and Android smartphones, is not. This might be changing as many of the U.S. carriers are getting together to develop a new SMS message replacement standard, and encryption will be part of this. The service I really like for coolness is Telegram. It does a nice job of letting you send videos and pictures. And by the way, you can grab those videos and pictures on your PC too, in full res, not even truck. I've used it many times with people and really like it. Many of these services allow you to make voice calls when you're connected to Wi-Fi to other users, and this is really handy. So when you're going away roaming, you don't necessarily need to roam your phone as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection. WhatsApp does it well, Signal does it well, and more. Do I have a favorite messaging service? Not really. My answer always is it depends on who I'm trying to connect with and for what purpose. I really care more about functionality and where people are than the service I like. It's just easier that way. Imagine the mess we'd be in if email providers had separate email standards all over the place and they didn't talk to each other. Basically, a pop IMAP with SMTP sending and exchange for large corporations. And the exchange protocol is designed to keep through the standard email protocol take in packets and IMAP and pop vice versa. So they all talk to each other, which is great. Imagine a world where messaging could be like that. In the email world, we don't have to worry about who the receiver is. Email just works. And frankly, if messaging was ever to get to that point, it would just make sense. Maybe one day, but for now we keep going on using multiple messaging apps, but we can only dream and wish for seamless communication. I actually wish we'd have it now. It'd make life a lot easier in my books, and frankly, get rid of some bloatware apps on my phone and tablet. As always, thanks for joining me for this discussion. I appreciate each one of you, and I love you all. Now, I don't ask very often, but could you do me a favor? Could you take this podcast and share it with some people who haven't listened? And also, not only do I do solo shows, I often do interviews, so share those too. There's some really great ones out there. And join us next week for episode 50. Have a great day, all.
Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the SDM Business Marketing WordPress Podcast. The show is hosted by Robert Cairns, the CEO and Chief Creator of Amazing Ideas at StunningDigitalMarketing.com. This podcast comes out every week. It's available on all podcast platforms. If you'd like to be a guest on this podcast, please email us at podcast@StunningDigitalMarketing.com. If you'd like to find out more about the digital marketing services we provide, please go to StunningDigitalMarketing.com. This podcast is dedicated to Robert's late father, Bruce Cairns. Have an amazing week. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Make your business succeed.